Businesses of all sizes choose Avalara to automate their sales tax compliance. Avalara's technology simplifies the process with real-time tax calculations and automatic return filing. Find out how Avalara can help your business at avalara.com/WSJ.
Here's your money briefing for Tuesday, September 1st. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. Usually at this time of the year, students pursuing an MBA are fielding job offers from corporate recruiters visiting college and business school campuses. But this year, with many schools holding remote-only classes or delaying on-campus learning, a lot of recruiters are shelving their fall hiring plans. And for many students, that puts the start of a traditionally lucrative career track on hold.
It usually comes with the promise of a big salary boost. At top programs, sometimes your earnings after an MBA can be nearly $200,000, and people go get an MBA it can double your salary, triple your salary. It can launch you through the corporate ranks.
But the outlook isn't totally bleak for MBA students. Our reporter Patrick Thomas will tell us who is hiring. That's after the break.
Support for WSJ podcasts comes from Facebook. 3 months from now, 45% of the small businesses we love may not survive. Places like Cape and Cowell in Oakland, California. It's where locals let their geek flags fly, where everyone feels part of the club, and where the community is served through charities, food drives, and events that bring people together. It's proof that when you buy small, you buy into something bigger. If you need help or can offer it, visit facebook.com/supportsmallbusiness. This message is brought to you by Facebook.
This is the time of year when consulting firms and other big companies normally start recruiting second-year MBA candidates for their next class of employees. Not so this year. Many business students could find themselves without any job offers. Our reporter Patrick Thomas joins us to discuss what's going on. So Patrick, why have companies backed off hiring second-year MBA students? Has business dropped off that much?
Well, part of the reason that firms don't want to hire second MBAs that didn't intern with them is there's a little bit more uncertainty about what's going to happen these next 4 to 5 months. Are we going to see another surge in the virus? How long is this economic downturn going to continue? So what firms are doing is saying, look, we're going to make offers to our interns that have gone through our onboarding process, that have been with the firm for a little while, and we're just going to hire those students. And we're just not going to take the risk of spending money on campus recruiting and going after students who we don't have the familiarity with. And we're just going to take the little bit more cautious approach of sticking with interns and not going through the usual recruiting cycle. And for context, normally this time of year is the busiest for MBAs. When they get back on campus for their second year, or just during the fall in general, is when recruiters are normally swarming campuses. They're doing networking mixers in the evening. They're setting up coffee chats in the morning. This is normally the busiest time of year for a lot of MBA students as they network with so many employers, alums that come back. It's normally just a chaotic period. Normally job offers are just during this time of year, like people know a year in advance where they're going to work. And that just isn't the case this year.
You know, I wonder what these companies are going to do about the need to recruit in person and on campus. Regarding COVID-19, I don't think anybody really can see the future beyond a couple of months from now. We could still be in this position a year from now.
Yeah, all their recruiting is pretty much virtual right now. So, and again, normally this is a very person-to-person experience, where you're on campus, you know, a lot of face-to-face interaction. And this year, with it being uncertain, they don't know how many students they're able to hire. One of the firms we talked to, EY, Ernst & Young, said they just aren't sure what their numbers are going to be. And normally they come to campus and they say, here's how many we're going to take. Here's what we're looking for this year. Here's what we need to fill for our next pipeline of young managers, right? And this year they're like, well, in EY's case, they're like, well, we'll still interview students. We'll probably take some, but we just really don't know right now. I mean, like you said, they can't see the future. It's just hard for everybody. And they can't do the usual in-person recruiting. It's just all virtual. And that has its benefits and drawbacks of you're able to cover more ground virtually. You don't have to fly out your recruiters everywhere across the country to these schools, you have a little bit more flexibility in that. But at the same time, you don't build those face-to-face connections.
It seems like the traditional way of recruiting, as far as these companies go, really is not built for a pandemic.
No, but in a way, it's been moving this way for a little while in terms of some companies. Amazon earlier this year talked a little bit about their recruiting efforts, and they were recruiting from a broader swath of schools, and they were doing it through virtual recruiting. So there has been, it's been a space where more companies have been kind of doing something with, have been experimenting it. And long term, this might accelerate the virtual recruiting. So even post-pandemic, we might see more companies just try and take, keep a little bit of this virtual approach, because it'll, again, it allows them to kind of reach a broader swath of schools. But yeah, this kind of changes the whole future of how companies recruit, and it kind of gets rid of some of the traditional ways that they were used to doing.
You know, you mentioned the consulting company EY before. Is it just consulting companies mostly putting off hiring MBA students, or are there other companies doing the same?
There are. And I mentioned consulting because they are the biggest employers of MBAs for years now. They take hundreds and hundreds of MBAs from a variety of the top schools every year. But there are other places too. There was a survey of 1,000 employers that stated about 60% of the employers they talked to were going to hire fewer management roles, which are typical landing spots for MBAs. And there were other places in logistics and retail and other Fortune 500 companies that still hire MBAs are probably going to take less this year, according to some of the data that we saw from the survey.
Now, the MBA career track can usually be lucrative for students, right?
Yeah, that's right. It usually comes with the promise of a big salary boost. At top programs, sometimes your earnings after an MBA can be nearly $200,000. And people go get an MBA for, it can double your salary, triple your salary. It can launch you through the corporate ranks. A lot of people do it for a career change. If you're an engineer and wanting to get into the business side, getting an MBA is typically thought of as a way to do that.
Now, you mentioned that MBA interns might have a better shot at being hired during this employment cycle. But what does this mean for students who, you know, weren't able to land a summer internship or who might have had a previous offer rescinded?
They're the ones in a really tough spot in all of this. As we kind of saw in the early months of the pandemic, there was a lot of uncertainty with what was going to happen with internships. We saw a lot of companies canceling their internships across a variety of different industries, especially in hospitality. But those MBAs that maybe were banking on an internship at a retailer this summer and saw it canceled, they're the ones in a tough spot, because if some of the biggest hires of MBAs aren't taking second years that didn't intern with them, it just makes it a little bit tougher to find a job. And it could be a while, and you know, they're nervous, rightfully so. And just there's just a lot of anxiety right now with those students and schools trying to find them jobs. And, you know, everyone's just a little bit nervous about what the future will look like in these next couple of months.
Okay, so who is hiring MBAs?
You know, a lot of schools say that, for example, I talked about Amazon earlier. Amazon is one of them. Microsoft, other tech companies are kind of keeping up their hiring levels. And one school told me that Amazon and Microsoft have even started recruiting earlier than they used to and are already getting ahead of the game a little bit. So tech companies is a place we've seen some new companies actually recruit MBAs. Some of the new cloud computing companies, software companies that are new to the game are recruiting at campuses they hadn't before. ServiceNow launched their MBA intern program in 2019. And this next year, they expect to take on 10 to 20 more than they usually would. So we're seeing a lot of new companies in Silicon Valley start to branch out and pick up some of the MBAs that might not make it to finance or investment banking or consulting this year.
But when you think about all the MBA candidates not getting job offers this year, what kind of position does that put the business schools in?
Yeah, I mean, they're going to have to work a lot harder to find their students jobs, because job placement is part of the selling point of the MBA, right? I mean, you asked about the salary boost of getting an MBA. I mean, part of the big draw for this degree, which is typically a little bit pricier, you know, it can be $200,000 with costs of living, and you're giving up 2 years of work and salary to go back and get this degree. There comes with an expectation that it's going to pay off. So for the schools, placing your MBAs in lucrative jobs that show, look, we have 90% placement rates, here's the massive salaries our graduates get, come get an MBA with us, it's very important that they do land all their students, especially in a pandemic. You know, you can say that in an economic downturn, look how many students we placed. So there's definitely pressure on the schools to find their students more opportunities. And some schools are definitely being very creative, and it's hard, but they're, you know, some are doing the best at it.
All right. That's Wall Street Journal reporter Patrick Thomas. Patrick, thanks for coming on the show.
Thanks for having me.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal.